1,000 sketches in 1,000 days. Day 614. Sketch 867. Art lover.
Go. It's very hot in this room, listener. I don't know if it'll be hot when you hear this. I had a fan on earlier on, but it's off now, so you know.
It is getting hot in here. So take off your jumper and put on the air conditioning.
Well, I haven't got a jumper on, obviously, and naturally I haven't got air conditioning.
Get some ice.
It's for the listeners' sake, so I'm trying to get them to appreciate what we do for them. The fan was on, but it's off now because it'll go on the mic. So I hope you bloody enjoy it. That's what I'm saying.
I'm using a hand fan throughout, so that doesn't get picked up.
Hand fan.
Hand fan.
Okay, just for making me think of Lady Bracknell, Alistair, you may be Nina in this sketch, and I'll be Gary.
Okie dokie. Hi, Gary. I'm back from shopping. Can I get some money from the kitty?
Oh, have you brought milk? That'll save me going down the road in this weather.
No, I've not got milk.
You didn't get mustard, did you? Because Jack already got mustard. So now we'll have 2 jars of mustard. Mind you, we'd eventually eat all the mustard. So it's fine if you bought mustard.
No, I didn't buy mustard. I bought art.
Did you say art?
Yes, I did. I need some money to pay for the art. Oh, and for this hammer to hang it up with.
Is that the art behind your back? Hold it up.
What do you think? It says, live, laugh, love.
Yes, it does. Why is it written on 3 old bits of wood?
Look again.
Why is it written on 3 new bits of wood painted to look like 3 old bits of wood?
Look again.
Why is it painted on 3 bits of plastic made to look like new bits of wood painted to look like old bits of wood?
Dunno. But art's supposed to make you ask questions, isn't it? Pass me a nail.
But why does it say live, laugh, love?
Instructions. Advice. Life hacks.
The word live is not a life hack. It's just the former. Live, laugh and love are involuntary. I don't need to be reminded to do them by a trio of ersatz planks.
God. If you don't like my live, laugh, love, you won't like the other ones.
What other ones?
I got one for the living room that says, respire, relish, revel in some things. And one for the hallway that says, subsist, survive, smile, but not all the time or you'll look mental.
Is that all?
No. I got a really good one that says, eat in gender positive relationships, ensure the continued efficient operation of the endocrine system. That one's in the driveway. I'll need help getting it in.
Nina, you are not festooning our house with redundant instructions.
Can I just have one? In the toilet, where no one will even mind.
What does it say?
Digest, defecate, don't die. Yet.
Vetoed! I can defecate without prompting, thank you. Especially once I'm in the bathroom.
I could put it outside the bathroom, then.
Yeah.
Or we could make our own.
No!
I've got some little slabs of slate and some Tippex. Just give me some words.
Shut up, piss off, and leave me alone.
Oh, I'm not sure they're very good. No, I'll paint my own slates, thank you very much. Oh, and whilst I'm here, I think the roof's leaking.
So, Rich, from this sketch, I can presume that you're a big fan of these self-help three-word phrases. What is your favourite?
That's right, Simon. I wrote this sketch as a double bluff, so that people didn't realise the depth of my affection for these pieces of wall festooned idiocy. What was my favourite? I mean, I couldn't decide. They're all of equal value.
Is it more annoying than wine o'clock?
I don't know. You wrote that sketch about wine o'clock, so they do go together quite nicely, don't they? Maybe we should make the same character in both of them. Maybe we should change yours to Nina.
The joke in wine o'clock isn't that it's a timepiece made out of delinquent drunkards, is it?
That's right. A wine o'clock is when you get a tramp and blow his head, and then how long it takes for all his hair to blow away is what time you say it is.
Oh, I thought you just stood him in the middle of a field on a sunny day and watched the shadow.
There you go. Hatred for the homeless there. Comedy.
Didn't say they were homeless, merely alcoholics. Homeless.
I think wino as a term does not imply a functioning alcoholic. I think by someone who's destitute.
It doesn't imply much in the way of function, I will grant you. No.
It's not a bad sketch, is it? It's somewhat on the nose, but that's the trick.
It's okay. I still don't think I've ever actually seen one of the signs out anywhere in the wild. But then again, people don't invite me around to their houses very much.
I don't think I've seen many houses of people I know, but I have seen. I've certainly seen them in the shops where they sell them to go in someone's house. The thing is, this is now 2 years and 4 months old, so it may be that it's a bit less piquant as a piece of satire than it was when it was written.
Perhaps.
There you go. It's all right. It's all right. Hot though, isn't it? In that sketch, it was all cold and raining. I was feeling quite envious of the guy in there.
So do we need to do more cold sketches today?
Maybe we could have cold-themed week. Well, at this rate, it might go out in, like, September or October when it's raining a lot. So it would be a bit of a shot in the foot, really.
1,000 Sketches in 1,000 Days was written by the Albion Basement. It was performed by Alistair Turvitt and Richard Catherall. It was produced by Alistair Turvitt. The music is by The Evenings. See you tomorrow.